Rusty Horsley joining us here. What's happening today, Rusty? How you doing?
Oh, we're down at Story getting ready for practice today.
Gotta love getting back to the old man. You go there twice a year to play. Now, do you practice every week or every day during this week to get ready for what Story Gym has to offer? Are you there every day this week?
No, we don't practice every day down here, but we do get a couple practice times this week, you know, to shoot the ball and just kind of get acclimated to the gym.
How much different is it, do you think? Have you had your players tell you it's any different than playing at home or some of the other venues you see?
You know, most of our kids, I think, are used to it because it's been such a big game for so long that everybody's used to just coming down here. I think it is a little bit different shooting because of the different backdrop that you have, but, you know, usually it's just another game, and we kind of take it as a road game every time we play down here.
Speaking of road games and on the road, prior to, 5-6 weeks ago, prior to the Christmas break, you guys had an interesting road trip where you didn't get any games in trying to head to the Flaming Gorge, and you guys were basically stranded out on the interstate trying to get back home after they closed things down. Boy, I mean, go back to that. I know you want to move ahead and move past that, but go back to that and just... How trying a time was that? Because I couldn't even imagine what that would have been like for a bunch of high school girls and everybody to be out there in those rough conditions.
Yeah, you know, it was an experience that the girls will always remember. I can tell you that. I was really proud of the girls, though. I mean, they handled it like a champ. You know, it was tough just sitting out there on that highway for that long. But the girls were so good, and like I said, they were amazing how they handled it.
How long were you actually stranded out there? Did you spend the night out on the interstate, or did you actually make it back to Laramie?
No, we were 9.5 hours in the bus out there, and then we made it back to Laramie and spent the night there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was quite a while on the bus.
I know you guys have been part of the Flaming Gorge for a while. Are you going to try and look for other tournaments or other games, or are you going to try and stick with the Flaming Gorge?
You know, that's always been a pretty good tournament, and that's what's kind of a bummer about it is that the seniors, you know, don't get a chance to go there and play, and they always look forward to it. The girls just love that tournament, and they do a good job of putting that on with the dunk contest and three-point contest, so the kids always look forward to it. But, yeah, I don't know. That stretch of road is always pretty bad.
Now, because of that, you guys had to make up some games during the Cheyenne tournament. You played 5 games in 3 days. Just how tired was that group during that weekend after playing so much?
Well, I thought, you know, you could tell the last day their legs were a little tired. But, you know, this group of kids has been so much fun to work with because they never complain. They just go out and play. And you'd never know that we had 5 games, and that's kind of... The coaching staff, that's kind of what we do, is just say, hey, you're going to do what you have to do. And they've been always been great about doing that. So I don't even know if they knew they played 5 games.
Now, the one game, and I did the Natrona game, the second game of that day on Friday, the Friday of the Shine Invite. And, again, I know you will be the last one to make any excuses, but it looked like you guys got a little tired, especially on the defensive end, giving up as many points as you did. Could you tell it then, or is that just a really good Natrona team that you play?
You know, I thought our girls played pretty well. We did get in foul trouble, so that, mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of thinking maybe that is a little bit of legs, but Natrona is an extremely talented team, and I was pretty proud of the team effort that we had. You know, we came up short there, but... Natrona's a really good team, and I think anytime you play them tough like that, you know, it looks like it's going to be fun, you know, in March.
We talked before the season started, and you were a little concerned about the depth of the team. You know, the starting five was there, but developing some depth. Have you been able to do that in the 9-10 games that you've had leading up to the start of conference play, you think?
You know, we found some depth with some young kids. You know, I think Mackenzie Fagenbusch has played extremely well, better than we thought, you know, because she's only a sophomore. But she showed some toughness. And then we did, you know, Jaden Kanzler's come off the bench and really give us a spark lately. So she's come a long way. So, you know, I think our depth's coming around, and we just got to continue to make strides there. And, you know, I think we should be pretty tough.
Rusty Horsley joining us, East Girls basketball coach here in the Sports Zone. Where of the areas that you're most concerned with heading into this conference stretch, where do you need to get better at, in your opinion? What's the most glaring thing right now, in your opinion?
Well, we got to get to where we're not such street shooters, and we got to get a couple of our kids going around the three and shooting three better, because teams are going to pack in on us. I think we're doing a good job inside right now, but our inside-out game's got to come full circle. And once we do that, I think, you know, we're going to be really tough to stop. And our defense is going to have to get a little bit better. Sometimes early in the season, we were going, you know, through peaks and valleys there for a while. But I think, you know, as long as we can hit the outside shot a little bit and free that inside up a little bit, I think we'll be pretty tough.
You get a central team that's got I've only lost one game as well and playing extremely well heading into the conference season. What differences do you see with this central team? I know they lost a big senior class, or, you know, that was part of some decent teams, but what have you seen from this central team that you're going to play Friday night?
Well, Coach Martindale does a good job with those kids, and they're playing real good defense right now. And this, I believe they're ranked number one in defense in the state. We're number two, and so they're doing a good job. They're a pretty scrappy group. They're always going to play hard. They're going to give you everything they got, and they're pretty athletic, and they have the same mix that we have. You know, they have pretty good big inside, and they got some guards that can bring in. And Flamingo is a good, really good kid. She can play inside and out, so they do have some, you know, they're just a talented team.
Rusty Horsley joining us here. Now, conference play starts, and we've talked over the years since you've been head coach about the difference between the East and the West conferences, and it seems that's again maybe some different teams, though. I know, you know, you guys, Central, you know, Gillette, I haven't seen them, but I'm sure they're pretty good. Sheridan seems to have taken a couple steps back, even though they do have Robbie Ryan. You know, South has shown a lot of improvement. I mean, once again, it just seems outside of Natrona, everybody on the east side is it's going to be a dogfight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I think I had a coach text me the other day. They said that Natrona is 7-2 and right now, and the rest of that side is like 7-27 record-wise. So it's just, you know, one of those things where, you know, we're going to battle in our conference, and hopefully, you know, in the past that's made us better. And I think it makes it, you know, every team better when they're playing good teams. And I think over on the other side, you know, Natrona is probably going to cruise through that side, and that could be pretty tough on them when it comes tournament time.
Always good to catch up with you, Rusty. We'll see you Friday evening as over at Story Gym. All right, thanks, man.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy. There you go, Cheyenne East Girls.